Most teachers we work with are intrigued to learn that abused and neglected students are likely to interpret any deviation from routine as danger, and that their extreme reactions usually are expressions of traumatic stress. Children who defy the rules are unlikely to be brought to reason by verbal reprimands or even suspension, a practice that has become epidemic in American schools. Teachers' perspectives begin to change when they realize that these kids' disturbing behaviors started out as frustrated attempts to communicate distress and as misguided attempts to survive. More than anything else, being able to feel safe with other people defines mental health. Safe connections are fundamental to meaningful and satisfying lives. The critical challenge in a classroom setting is to foster reciprocity, truly hearing and being heard, really seeing and being seen by other people. We try to teach everyone in a school community, office staff, principals, bus drivers, teachers, and cafeteria workers, to recognize and understand the effects of trauma on children, and to focus on the importance of fostering safety, predictability, and being known and seen. We make certain that the children are greeted by name every morning and that teachers make face-to-face contact with each and every one of them. Just as in our workshops, group work, and theater programs, we always start the day with check-ins, taking the time to share what's on everybody's mind. Many of the children we work with have never been able to communicate successfully with language, as they are accustomed to adults who yell, command, sulk, or put earbuds in their ears. One of our first steps is to help their teachers model new ways of talking about feelings, stating expectations, and asking for help. Instead of yelling stop when a child is throwing a tantrum or making her sit alone in the corner, teachers are encouraged to notice and name the child's experience, as in, I can see how upset you are. To give her choices, as in, would you like to go to the safe spot or sit on my lap? And to help her find words to describe her feelings and begin to find her voice, as in, what will happen when you get home after class? It may take many months for a child to know when it is safe to speak the truth, because it will never be universally safe. But for children, as for adults, identifying the truth of an experience is essential to healing from trauma.